Today, President Bush praised the interim leader of Afghanistan as a man who stood for freedom in the face of tyranny and promised the United States would continue to support him. Hamid Karzai is the first Afghan leader to visit Washington in decades. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Karzai argues more than anything else, Afghans want security.
In a Rose Garden ceremony, Karzai stood in a green cape and caracol cap, thanking Americans for military and financial aid to his country. The Bush administration has pledged $297 million this year and announced another $50 million in credit today to finance private sector projects. Karzai promised to be a good partner.
I assure you, Mr. President, that Afghanistan, with your help and the help of other countries, friends, will be strong and will stand eventually on its own feet, and it will be a country that will defend its borders and not allow terrorism to return to it, or bother it, or trouble it.
Karzai acknowledges that restoring stability will be a crucial task, one that Afghans have repeatedly asked him to do. He wants an expanded role for international peacekeepers. The British-led force currently consists of some 2,500 troops and operates only in Kabul. Karzai wants the peacekeepers deployed in other parts of the country, and he'd welcome U.S. involvement. President Bush made clear today the United States will focus on its task at hand, routing out the Taliban and al-Qaeda, but he says Washington does support the peacekeepers.
In the form of logistical help, in the form of a kind of a bailout, if the troops get in trouble, we are stand ready to help in the form of intelligence.
President Bush is also offering to train Afghan troops so that they can have their own army and defend themselves.
Better yet than peacekeepers, which will be there for a while with our help, let's have Afghanistan have our own military.
That is likely to take time, however, and the peacekeeping issue will remain high on Karzai's agenda as he prepares to go to New York to address the UN Security Council on Wednesday. In the meantime, he's due to be the guest of honor at President Bush's State of the Union speech on Tuesday. He also took part today in a flag-raising ceremony at the Afghan embassy in Washington.
Wow.
The ceremony was one example of just how difficult rebuilding Afghanistan will be. While the flag is up, the embassy remains closed for repairs. The aging mansion has been padlocked since the United States broke off relations with the Taliban 5 years ago. Termites have eaten away at the staircase and water leaks from the roof to the basement. Omar Samad is a longtime Virginia resident who now works in the Afghan Foreign Ministry.
Right now, you don't want to go inside because for the past 5 years, there's been no maintenance. The water pipes are leaking. The electrical system and the power and the air conditioning system is not working. The roof has sort of caved in one part of the embassy. It's a very sad situation inside.
He says it will cost tens of thousands of dollars and take several months before the embassy can be up and running. Sewing up the flag was also a rush job. Two Afghan-American dressmakers in Northern Virginia worked around the clock to stitch together the black, red, and green striped flag in time for today's ceremony. It gave Karzai a chance to sound an optimistic note about the significance of the Afghan presence on Embassy Row.
Let's hope that this flag will be there forever and that the partnership between the American and Afghan people will be forever.
Karzai joked with the new chargé d'affaires to tie up the flag tightly so it will last as long as the U.S.-Afghan partnership does. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.